It's time for the Digital Joe Podcast, the show for business owners who want to know how to use social media and digital marketing to grow their local business. Now, here's your host, Joe Amato.
Hello, and welcome back to the Digital Joe Podcast. This is the show for business owners and managers that want to know how to grow their local business with social media and digital marketing. I'm your host, Joe Amato. Thanks so much for joining me for episode number 4. This one's going to be a little bit of a flashback, but really just to a few short weeks ago when Facebook announced their new newsfeed update that's going to be rolling out and is continually rolling out over the next couple of months. I hopped on Facebook and did a Facebook Live kind of explaining what that meant for you and for your business page on Facebook. So I wanted to bring that back in because there's some really good value there and things that you should be aware of that still hold true today, even though it's a month later. And really how you're going to be affected by the algorithm and the new Facebook update and what you can do about it today. So I don't want to waste any more time here, guys. If you like the show, leave me the review on iTunes. It's greatly, greatly appreciated. Or you can find us on Facebook. You just Google Vivo Creative and you can send us a message on our website as well. That's my company page. So again, enjoy the pre-recorded Facebook Live about the Facebook algorithm update and what it means for you guys. And I will talk to you later. Thanks. Hello, everybody. I just wanted to hop on Facebook Live here. It's Joe Amato from Vivo Creative. Big news yesterday coming out of Zucks. Mark Zuckerberg announced a major newsfeed update yesterday. And I wanted to just talk about this a little bit with you. And really, what does the new newsfeed update mean for your business? So just real quick, just to recap the gist of what the newsfeed update is going to be. Basically, it's not old news. The Facebook feed organic reach for businesses has been declining over the past few years, and this is really no different than that, other than probably the biggest shift in newsfeed organic reach that we've seen since the existence of Facebook. So basically what's going to happen is if you're a business or a publisher or a news outlet or a media outlet that runs a Facebook business page that relies on organic traffic, meaning not paying for your content to be displayed in the newsfeed, you are in big, big trouble, okay? What's going to happen is your content is not going to be seen by really that much of anybody anymore based on this recent update. So a couple things here. One, it's a big issue for those who rely solely on organic reach. The big media outlets that put out content on a regular basis that's meant to be organic only and are not paying for ads. That's the stuff you're not going to see. What you are going to start to see in your newsfeed more is allegedly more of your friends and family's content that Facebook thinks you're going to interact with on a regular basis, right? So you're going to see less of the content from the media publishers and the businesses and the local business pages. You're going to see a lot less of that content and more content from your friends and family, whether you want to or not. Well, that's not entirely true. You can actually opt to see certain pages first. I don't personally think most people are going to do that, but well, that remains to be seen. So here is here's my take on this. I think in some respects it's going to be a good thing. In some respects it's going to be a bad thing. The bad thing again is for the publishers, the ones that really live off of organic content and organic sharing. They're going to be hurt the most by this. They're not going to be seeing as much traffic to their website. They're not going to be seeing as much traffic to their page. Very, very little video view watch time and things like that. So those are the ones that stand to lose the most. What I think is going to be good about this, and this is what I've been talking about for the past 2 years with clients, the reliance on organic free reach shouldn't exist. You should not rely on free organic reach for people to see your content for free. If I had an audience like Zucks does of 2 billion people, right? There's 2 billion people on Facebook, and you want to reach them as a business and profit off of that audience, they're going to make you pay. And over time, Facebook has made it harder to get that organic reach and easier to get that reach with paid ads. Now, I will also say Facebook ads are still one of the most underpriced forms of advertising you can buy. When you're talking around $6, $7, $8, $9, $10, $12 CPMs on the high point, if you're doing it properly, it's still the most cost-effective way to advertise and to reach that audience. So what do you need to do as a business in order to kind of mitigate this? Well, one, you have to post better content. That's like first and foremost. I've been preaching this for a while now. You got to post better content. You need to post content that's engaging with your fans, with your target customer, in order to even have a shot to be seen. Using engagement bait like this post, tag a friend, share this post. Those things are gone with the recent algorithm update back in December. From what I understand, contest posts are still okay, because they're pretty clear. As long as you follow Facebook's guidelines for contests, you should be okay. Those sorts of posts are not going to be punished so much by the new Facebook algorithm update with the newsfeed. But what you need to do as a business is put out better content that's engaging, that stimulates conversation between the viewers. All right, meaningful content is what Facebook says they want. The other thing Facebook businesses are going to need to do is they're going to have to start paying for ads. There's nothing really else to say other than you need to start paying for Facebook ads. It's still the most underpriced advertising you can buy, and you need to start buying it. I mean, the amount of targeting and creative types that you can do with regards to Facebook ads is unlike anything else on the market. And this is one of Facebook's ways of saying, hey, you really should be doing this if this is what you want to use our platform for. The Facebook was originally designed to bring people together, right? Air quotes around that. Friends and family, bring friends and family together. And this update is meant to do that. So if you're running a business page, just a couple of things to keep in mind as you go forward with this major change that's supposed to be rolling out over the next few months. Post better content. Right? That's first and foremost. Post more engaging, better content. Don't make every single post you trying to sell what you do. Engage with your followers. Give your audience something of value. It's really important that you do that. And number two, really explore Facebook ads and put out content that is worthy of you putting a couple of bucks into actually getting that reach out there and reaching the people that are meant to be reached, not just anybody that can see your content for free. Is it the end of days for Facebook newsfeed? I don't think so. I think it's just another major change, similar to when EdgeRank came out and they started ranking posts based on popularity and engagement. This is just another one of those changes. Certainly a little bit more significant, but if you're a business page, please don't worry. Only worry if you rely solely on organic content. This is definitely going to burst your bubble a little bit. But if you're doing paid ads, like most of our clients are, I think you're going to be in great shape, and I really don't think you're going to be affected as much, if at all, by this recent update. So really nothing to be worried about. I think the publishers and the media outlets have the most to lose. The guys that rely on website traffic from Facebook through their organic content, they're going to suffer the most, unfortunately. But they have to adapt too. They're no stranger to it. We're unfortunately at the mercy of whatever Facebook decides to do. Again, 2 billion people on this platform, guys. 2 billion people on this platform. It's going to cost you some money to reach those people. That's the same reason why TV, radio, billboards, all of that advertising is not free. All right. They own an audience. They're going to monetize it just the same way you're going to try to monetize it. They're going to charge you for it. So nothing to be worried about. If you're a Facebook page that's running ads and putting out good, engaging content already, you are going to see a dip in organic reach, but if you're using Facebook ads properly, this is not going to affect you at all. So if you guys have any questions or any concerns, you can leave them in the comments in the video, send us a message. And if you need help, if you're one of those businesses that needs help with your Facebook page and making sure that people actually see what you have to say and watch what you have to say, leave us a comment or leave us a message, send us a direct message, and I'll be happy to help you guys out. Major news from Facebook last night, guys. This is just something we have to deal with, and there's going to be ways to deal with it and ways not to. I hope we'll all come out better for this, posting better content for the users, and Facebook will thank us for it. So thank you guys for watching this short, brief, but intense Facebook Live, and I hope to talk to you guys soon. Take it easy.